This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Just in time for tax season, the IRS released the first set of rules for Bitcoin. As Bitcoin has grown, there's been a lot of speculation over how best to use it. One idea involves computer-to-computer transactions, something that could prevent future security breaches like Heartbleed. Jonathan Zittrain is a professor of internet law at Harvard. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi there.
So tell me a little bit about Bitcoin and how it could be used in ways that maybe other currencies can't.
Among other things, it is a publicly journaled way of announcing that you're moving something to someone else. And the something in the case of Bitcoin is basically a serial number that represents a given Bitcoin. So long as we engage in the collective hallucination that these things have value, the Bitcoin protocol is a way of saying, I have this Bitcoin and now I'm giving it to you, which means that you don't rely on a central actor to move the money around. Any entity can figure out how to give it to any other entity.
So how does this make Bitcoin a better choice for maybe these little microtransactions between computers than, say, the dollar?
Well, it means that there may be all sorts of things right now that happen on the internet and on the web that go completely uncompensated because they're of very little value, but they still might be helpful to someone. And if you could build a little economy around that, it might make things better, and of course it might also make things weirder. But an example might be if it were really easy to attach a tenth of a penny to every email that you send, it wouldn't add up for the normal emailer very much, and in fact you'd be getting a tenth of a penny as you get emails from people, so it'd basically be a wash. But if you're a spammer right now looking to send out a billion emails to people and hope that one of them answers, having to attach a tenth of a penny to each of those emails would not make that cost effective anymore.
Now, I have to go back to something that you said about Bitcoin, which was to call it a collective hallucination.
Yes.
How has Bitcoin evolved? I mean, what role is it playing now?
I think it's very much a version 1.0 of cryptocurrency. But for my part, I think the interest in a distributed public journal of stuff could be used for all sorts of purposes that don't have to do with the exchange of currency. There might be ways to use Bitcoin-style journaling so that when a company transfers sensitive data, it gets journaled over. And there'd be a way then for me to see where it's been. And then if it actually should leak, I can trace the source of the leak.
Jonathan Zittrain is the co-director of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you.